Here we go with our Royal Valley Locker Room Chat here on KNZA. It's presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. I'm Brandon Tam, and we're joined now by the Panthers football coach, that is David Boucher. Coach, let's go back to last Friday, week 3, road trip to Holton. They're certainly playing some good football right now, I'm sure. A lot to dissect, a tale of 2 halves. Holton gets up big. You guys play a much better second half. The score is 37-21 with the Holton victory. I guess, what do you take away from the game last week against the Holton Wildcats?
Oh, like you said, they've made great improvements over there. And I think if you really, when we really watch the film, we've also made really great improvements, just didn't show up on the scoreboard. If we have to execute a little bit better, we have to play a little bit more consistent with things we've talked about over the last couple of weeks. It comes down to getting a yard, you know. Two stats I'll throw at you is, you know, we went 2 for 11 on third down. Holton went 5 for 12. You know, only 3 more opportunities, you know, only 3 more conversions, but, you know, those are 3 extra drives, you know, 3 extra opportunities to score. And then we went 1 for 5 on fourth down, and they went 2 for 4. One of those being a touchdown on 4th and 1, they scored on. And so the other one, they scored the very next play on a 30-yard run after converting a fourth down. You can't allow that to happen. If you can't gain a yard, you don't deserve to win type of situation, if you've heard that saying. So,
right.
We got to execute just a little bit better and be a little bit more consistent, but we're not that far away when you really watch the film.
Yeah, and you look at the final 8 minutes of that game is where you guys rattle off 3 touchdowns to kind of close that gap. So I would think the last 8 minutes of that game was something you could really build upon in the preparation for this week.
We did some things. We just ran. We ran Manny. We ran fullback dive and some base stuff. And we did throw for one. So that's a unique thing for us and for a Holton Royal Valley game. Overall, we just ran our base stuff. It's literally just getting the yard and not putting yourself behind the sticks and playing consistent. And when you watch the Jeff West game, when you watch the Holton game, it's, you know, we had too many second and nines or second and tens. We had, you know, we had too many plays where we get stood up and we have a negative play or a very low yardage gain and we don't stay on schedule. And we have to be able to do that.
Royal Valley football coach David Boucher joining us. We start district play this week. Same as last year, Nemaha, Sabetha, Atchison County, Oskaloosa. It starts this week with a home game against Sabetha. We'll talk about them in the next segment. But once again, a very stacked 2A District number 4. The initial thoughts as we head into this thing.
Yeah, if we have the capabilities to be very highly competitive in every game and win. And we also, if we don't play our best football, we have the potential to lose every game. And that's why you said that's a tough matchups for us, and that's when you have, you know, we're playing against high quality opponents, and so we have to continue to grow and get 1% better every day and fight for each other and fight for our school and our community and continue to get better if we want to be on the positive end of this thing.
Royal Valley coach David Boucher, they get Sabetha to open up district play at home on Friday night. We'll talk about it on the other side here on KNZA. Continuing our conversation with Royal Valley football coach David Boucher, presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine, the Panthers and Blue Jays of Sabetha on Friday night. Royal Valley hosting as district play is underway. Coach, what stands out about this Blue Jays team when you put them on film?
They get off the ball extremely well. They play hard. They've kind of changed some things, and they haven't changed things at the same time. They play consistent, hard football. They're well coached up there, and their staff's been together for a while now, and they've got some special players, especially up front. Their two guards are get off the ball and do some really good things, and they've got speed and a combination of speed and power in the backfield, and so you have to tackle and run to the football, and they pose a lot of threats for us, but the main thing is they play hard every down, and that's something to be admired.
Hiawatha, Jeff West, Holton, the first 3 teams you have seen. Is this Blue Jays team going to throw anything at you that you haven't seen to this point?
No, it's the Big East League. You know, and if you look at the old Big 7, which is what that schedule is.
Right.
I mean, it's smash mouth, hard nose football. Jeff West is a little bit more running based, or more passing based, I guess, spread out a little bit. But, Hiawatha is a a ground and pound team, and of course Holton is a ground and pound team, and we're a ground and pound team, and Sabetha is going to be the same. They break the huddle with intensity, and they line up, and they will shift a little bit, which is something we haven't seen a lot of, and do that kind of stuff. And they run a 5-2, which is what Holton runs. On defense, run very similar things. And so, no, not really. They'll do a couple little tweaks, just like every team will. And we are excited to prepare for that. But they just play consistent, hard-nosed football, which is what old Big East football is.
Nice to be back at home for this one on Friday to open up district play. Give us some keys, expectations to get a win against the Blue Jays.
It's playing consistently hard for 4 to 6 seconds for 150 snaps. If we do that, we will be successful. Maybe not as successful on the scoreboard, but we will look back on that game as we played. We did our best. You can't beat yourself in these type of games. You know, two games against them last year, you know, snapping the ball over the punter's head, kicking an ill-advised onside kick that wasn't supposed to be an onside kick, you know, little things like that. We can't do. We can't turn the ball over inside the red zone like we did against them a year ago. We have to play consistent, 150 snaps as hard as possible in order to be successful.
There it is, David Boucher, Royal Valley football coach. They are at home on Friday night hosting Sabetha, league matchup in the first district game here in 2025. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thank you.